was surrounded by people who were continuously saying to her, well, now you're receiving, now you're delving into this non-physical world. You need to do things to protect yourself. And Esther said to us, what is this about? And we said, it is nothing that you are about. There is not any reason to protect yourself. And when you try, the thing you're trying to protect yourself from is more dominant in your vibration, you see. So just relax and know that you're doing extremely well. And don't try to make it happen. And as it evolves, let it be from a feeling place. And as you prepare yourself to receive, now you already know this because you're well along the way here, but here's something that others who are listening in will benefit from, and you will too. When you make a decision that you will do anything, now this, we like how so often when someone has two or three things they want to talk about, even though they seem like different subjects, they're really about the same thing. In the same way that we have encouraged you to align your energies and then take the inspired action relative to your physical body, we encourage that relative to your connecting and translating for non-physical also. Spend time getting into alignment and remembering who you are and what you are about. And then, when it feels inspired, do it. In other words, don't force it. And under those conditions, you'll feel your connection long before the words start flowing. Yes.
One more quick question. What are orbs? You know, when people take photographs and then there's these orbs in the photograph.
Well, that is energy that is present enough that it is being identified. In other words, the camera's eye is seeing it. It is energy. It's the same sort of, what are the conditions for seeing auras in this room? Has anyone identified it? Can you see energy here? Have you seen it?
A little.
Yeah, you're amplifying it.
So we'll goose it up just a little bit. Sometimes the environment is scattered enough and there is enough motion that it makes it a little more difficult. But if you're accustomed to seeing it, you're a bit close to us, but if you're accustomed to seeing it, all it is energy is everywhere, but energy that is focused is easier to see. So sometimes the energy, soften your vision, look at Esther as if you're wanting to see through her. Try to see through her center as if there is a red dot on the back of her coat that you would like to see. And just soften your vision. If you are wearing glasses, sometimes it's easier to see energy without them because your glasses have caused you to focus your eyes in a different way. So just look at Esther, and you will see something that is sort of like a shadow around her, but instead of being the absence of light, it is light. And now we'll goose it up a little bit, see if you can see it.
Well,
anyone getting a picture of it? If you're not, don't worry about it. Keep watching.
Wow.
And now sometimes, even when Esther moves, it stays. And that's what that orb is. In other words, it's energy.
Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. More trouble.
Yes. Nothing but. Hi, Abraham. Thank you for the cool light show. That was great.
Right back at you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm new to you, to this experience, and the first time that I was involved in this experience, I just felt lit up all the time. And I was with you in Alaska this summer and opened up more. And this time, it's just an incredible feeling of energy that I feel brand new to. And it's physically, it just feels so big that I leap out of bed in the morning and want to play music and dance around my room. And I just feel completely goofy, just so big. And it's kind of disconcerting a little bit. It's like almost